Good to see you in the house of the Lord in person and also online. The worship bulletin online is found on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link, or also on the weekly email if you receive that. To help us get our focus on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, a question for you. Finish the commercial. Let go of my ego. Today we hear the Lord not talking to us about waffles. However, he is talking to us about our egos, how we need to check our egos at the door, so to speak. Pride goes before the... This is what the Lord God is trying to keep us from doing. He gives us some powerful examples today in our scripture readings of what he is talking about and why that is important. So, let us now worship our God and live our lives for him in truth and in humility. I invite your attention now to page 3 of our worship bulletin as we continue with the invocation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This is the day the Lord has made. We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us worship him.
God's own child, I gladly say it.
Thank you.
Please stand. What does God tell us about ourselves in His holy word?
He says that we are sinners and we deserve only His punishment.
When we realize that we have sinned against God and deserve His punishment, what should we do?
We will confess before God all our sins, those which we remember, as well as those of which we are unaware. We pray to God for His mercy and forgiveness.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil, and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Jesus says to His people, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. His death paid for the guilt of your sins and the sins of the whole world. Do you believe this?
Yes, I believe.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Lord God, you call us to work in your kingdom and leave no one standing idle. Help us to order our lives by your wisdom and to serve you in willing obedience.
Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. reading from Holy Scripture for this Sunday from the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. Are you one who thinks more of yourself than you ought? The Lord makes his point about this in a very visual manner. We hear these words. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away. So Moses cried out to the Lord, please, God, heal her. The Lord replied to Moses, if her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back. So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. The word of the Lord. Invite our attention to the psalm of the day, Psalm 31. We'll sing it as noted. a troublemaker or a peacemaker? A reading from Holy Scripture, James chapter 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. The word of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
O Lord Almighty.
Blessed is the person who trusts in you.
Please stand for our gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Jesus reminds us of why he came to earth and also then calls for humility. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
This is still yours in great abundance. It's God's grace and His mercy and His peace, and this is all possible thanks to our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus back in on the words of our first reading from the book of Numbers, where we hear once again, "The anger of the Lord burned against them, and He left them." This is God's word. We pray, Lord of glory, You have bought us with Your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust You boldly, hope to stay our souls on You, but O best of all Your graces, with Your love, our love renew. Amen. The fellow redeemed by that rock and that Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us to love, and that love can be shown through humility. The anger of the Lord burned against them, and He left them. Harsh, don't you think? A little over the top, perhaps? Not at all. God had every right to be angry with Miriam and Aaron. He had every right to carry out justice, because Miriam and Aaron were totally out of line. It was not just Miriam and Aaron who needed to hear these words from the Lord, who needed to hear from the Lord what they were thinking about and what they were talking about when it came to Moses and his leadership. We too need to hear these words, not just us, we who are in this place of worship, but the entire world population needs to hear what God has to say. In particular, today, in these words from Numbers, the world could use more of this, which we hear about here, and that is humility and repentance. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what occupation he or she has. In the home or in the place of employment, in the schools and the churches, from sports to entertainment, and so on. The world can use more of this, which is talked about here, and that is humility and repentance. And what's a good place to start with that? With the people of God. Now, to help us with this, the Lord reminds us of a few other things. He reminds us of the fact that it's good to appreciate who we are in the big picture of things. For the children of Israel, for example, it was good for them to remember who they were by God's grace. They were not anyone in and of themselves. They were not a special people, a special nation, but God set these descendants of Abram apart for a special purpose, to be the ones who would carry out the line of the Savior when He would come in flesh. They indeed were a chosen people, but not to be arrogant about that, but rather in humility that the Lord God would choose them to bring forth the Savior for all people. And so they were to go about this special task in humility. They were to be lights to the world around them, of what it meant to be set apart by God and why they had been so. But unfortunately, did not remain humble, did they? And then more specific, when it comes to the children of Israel, Miriam and Aaron, they were to be humble servants. They had no reason for jealousy. The Lord God had allowed them to be witnesses firsthand of His power and of His love time and time again. But Satan never stops working, does he? And so he moved them to speak against their brother Moses. Now, it seems like Miriam got the raw end of the deal even more so than Aaron. And the Hebrew emphasizes why that is, because it mentions her name first, which is a reverse typically in Hebrew. And it also points out the consequence she received. She was the instigator. Sound familiar? But there was no reason for her to speak against her brother that way. She was not appreciating who she was. First of all, a child of God, and secondly, one who had been given special privilege among the children of Israel. In fact, there's even a song of Miriam recorded in Holy Scripture. But it wasn't enough for her. And then it wasn't enough for Aaron, who should have known better. It wasn't his first rodeo of doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Moses isn't the one, technically, who wrote in Scripture in verse 3. He was the most humblest of man. The Holy Spirit made sure that that was recorded for all time so that we would know the true character of Moses by the grace of God. He indeed was a humble servant. Well, in order for us to be what God wants us to be, it's good for us, too, to appreciate who we are. We are children of God. We did not come about this status on our own, did we? No, the Lord God, in His grace and mercy, has given us this child of God status. The Apostle Peter, by inspiration, reminds us of who we are by using these words. We are a people of God. We are a holy nation, a people belonging to God. We are intercessors, and we have a purpose in life for why we have been called, set apart to be His children, and that is to declare, to proclaim, to tell others about His glory and about the positives, the benefits of having God in one's life. That is who we are by His grace. There's no need for jealousy or competition because we're all children of God who all have the same purpose, just carried out in different ways to declare the glory of God. But do we always appreciate who we are? And do we always give evidence of who we are, a child of God, and that we have the benefits of God in our life? Sad to say, we don't always give evidence of that, do we? There are times in that Romans 3 reference that our throats give too much evidence of still being open graves. What comes out of our mouth is deadly. It's meant to be hurtful. It's meant to bring someone down so we can feel good about ourselves. Didn't work so well for Miriam and Aaron. It's not going to work so well for us either. So the Lord calls for humility, and the world could use more of this, could it not? No matter who we are, no matter what position in the world we are holding, we could use more humility. There's a reason why the Lord has given us the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations so people could come to God in His grace and through faith, acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior, and then come to an appreciation of who they are and what their role in life is to be, to glorify Him and to do so with humility. Another way to be humble, to show that we appreciate who we are and to show the world what they need more of, is to appreciate and acknowledge the role of others, to build up Miriam and Aaron, instead of being jealous and trying to undermine Moses, were to support and encourage him in his role that of leadership that the Lord God had given to Moses. Moses did not want this role, right? Remember? He tried to, Lord, you don't want me. I can't speak. I'm this and that. And the Lord said, no, I want you. And so he reminded Miriam and Aaron, remember, I chose Moses for this role. How dare you speak against him? How dare you undermine him? You're supposed to be setting the example for the children of Israel and for the nations around you. And you're not doing very well. And then applying that to us today, hasn't God given us one another to encourage and build up one another? I mean, in Hebrews, we hear these words often in chapter 10, let us not give up meeting together so that we can encourage one another, to build up one another, so that we can be prepared for when the Lord God takes us home or when he brings this world to an end. There's no need for jealousy among us. If our name gets recognized for a job we did, so be it. If not, so be it. God knows. We are here to support and encourage and build up. Is that what our fellow people of God see when we get together? Is that what the world notices about us? How we build up and encourage one another out of humility and love? And again, because we're not perfect and we fall short more than we care to admit, the Lord also emphasizes the world needs more of this, and that is repentance. Miriam and Aaron were brought to their knees, were they not? As we said, Aaron should have known better, given that golden calf incident, how he was weak-spined then. There was no reason for them to speak against Moses. And so he called them out on it. And it was visible because their undermining of Moses was visible. So Miriam and Aaron, you come out here. That had to be intimidating. And then Miriam, you're out of the camp for a while. So the people knew something had gone down. And it was a lesson for them. Why does it too often take an incident for us to realize, oh, I shouldn't have gone there. I shouldn't have said that. But like with toothpaste, you can't get it back in once you squeeze it out. And so the Lord, time and time again, has to call us to repentance. In your heart of hearts, you knew you shouldn't have said that the way you did, but you did it anyway. Oh, I could be forgiven for that, so it doesn't matter. But one day you might not be. Because you said it with a cold heart and not a God-driven heart. We shouldn't have to be continually falling down before we learn the lesson. But human beings that we are, this is why the Lord gives us the message and why he's patient with us and why we need to be patient with one another and to keep calling one another in humility to repentance. Sometimes it needs to be done privately. If it's not a public offense, it doesn't need to become public. Put your social media account away. If it's done in public, again, we don't have to tear someone's reputation on social media, but we can address the matter in good order publicly for the sake of all involved and with the goal of repentance, which comes with forgiveness. And with those repentant hearts, recognizing our sin and that we deserve punishment, but thankfully God has taken away that punishment through his son Jesus, we can do what Aaron did. There is a positive we can learn from Aaron here, and that was when Miriam was standing there leprous, he interceded with Moses to go to God and say, God, have mercy on Miriam, heal her. And Moses did not hold Miriam and Aaron's offense against them. He pleaded with the Lord, "Lord, heal her." And he did, but he also made it clear she did wrong. There was a lesson to be learned. Again, not just for Miriam and Aaron, not just for the children of Israel, but for the world population, including down to us today. God is a holy God, and sin cannot be tolerated in his sight. Who are you interceding for? Who has offended you? Or who have you offended? Intercession for ourselves is necessary and vital. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have had loose lips, uncaring hearts, unloving actions. And then, Lord, forgive others for their hurtful words. Maybe they didn't mean it, but if they did, curb their heart. So the Lord calls for humility and repentance. And with that humility comes an appreciation of who we are and an appreciation of the roles of everyone. And with that repentance comes an acknowledgement of our sin and also then intercession. And we can offer up that intercession confidently, knowing that God hears us and he will answer us. The proof is in the gift that he has given to us in his Son Jesus. It is because of him that our sins can be and are forgiven. He has taken all of our hurtful words and offenses, all our jealousy, all our ego building, and he's taken it to the cross, not so that we could keep being such, but rather just the opposite, that we could be humble and repentant. Our sins are forgiven. The motive is there to be humble and to live in a repentant way. The Lord's anger is burning, and his patience one day will run out. Thankfully, he is also a merciful God who does not want to carry out his anger against the world and give us what our sins deserve. The proof of that, again, is in the gift of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And further proof of that is us, you and me. He was given to the world to be salt and light in this world, to not puff ourselves up, but in humility and with repentant hearts, letting people know we've been there. And unfortunately, we still go there from time to time. So who better to take Jesus and what he has to offer to a world which needs more of this? H and R. You know what that makes you? An HR specialist. There's no need for jealousy in carrying out this role because we all are HR specialists. The world indeed can use more of this: humility and repentance. It starts with us, and it comes through us. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith using these words based on the second article of the Apostles' Creed on page 9.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. What are we meaning to say with these words?
I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man,
has redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won us from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death.
All this he did that I should be his son, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from death, and lives and rules eternally.
This is
most certainly true. Please be seated. We continue with the prayer of the church. O Lord our God, you are wise and powerful, good and gracious. Your mercies are new every morning. Each day you open your hand and provide for the needs of your children on earth.
We praise you for every grace and blessing.
Strengthen your church in all the world. Let your comforting message of salvation in Christ Jesus be proclaimed to troubled souls everywhere.
You use our mysteries on our hearts.
We bring you our requests for the various structures of our society. Bless our national, state, and local governments.
Grant us civil servants who are worthy of honor and respect.
Grant prosperity to our businesses and industries. Give employers a sense of fairness toward their workers and employees a feeling of joy and pride in their workmanship.
Help us.
Invigorate the schools of our land. Give success to every effort that helps students read, think, and communicate in ways that will promote an informed and responsible citizenry. Arouse curious minds to discover the wonders of your created order.
Give us teachers and students to pursue excellence.
Strengthen the families of our country. Give fathers and mothers a renewed commitment to be good parents. Give children and young people the wisdom to regard their parents as your representatives.
Lead us to love one another as you have loved us.
Lord, you love the cheerful giver, who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Lord, continue to watch over and fill the needs of Len Sampaio, David Cole, and Pamela Baker's mom, who are all recovering from recent medical attention they needed to receive. Thank you for watching over them and their families during this stressful time. Above all, thank you for the peace and hope they have, knowing their sins are forgiven and that you are always with them. Be with Bruce Carter as his mother passed away this past week. May the family hear the good news about what Jesus has done, so that the death of a loved one does not need to lead to despair. Continue to help Bruce confess you as the Savior who is in his heart. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Gracious Father, we pray boldly as Jesus taught, with the confidence that you will hear and with the faith that you will respond for our welfare.
Amen. We also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We continue with
the song In Unity and Peace, and please, we'll sing it as noted.
Thank you.
Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May the blessing of the eternal God be upon us, his light to guide us, his presence to shelter us, his peace
to unite us.
Amen.
For the closing
hymn, may the words of this hymn stick with us throughout the day. And as we look to lay our head on the pillow tonight, may we reflect on them once again. Morning again, just to emphasize, the Bible study is taking place this morning here in the church proper. We're continuing our look at lifestyle witnessing, how best to take Jesus to share our faith individually and collectively. Yesterday we had a great presentation on speaking the truth in love, how to build bridges and not barriers. If you're interested in learning more about that, we can direct you to the Truth in Love Ministries websites. Just look up Truth in Love. And they have great resources there. What they talked about in reaching out to Mormons is applicable in multiple ways to reaching out to anyone. So check that out. And then our teens, they'll be looking at Christians in conflict, recognizing there is conflict, how to deal with that conflict. Sunday school begins at 9:15 in the chapel. Again, they start out with singing some songs from Lappy, Let All the People Praise You songbook. You are invited to join them in singing and hear those beautiful voices. LWMS, Mission Box, The dues for the fall rally are due today, so keep that in mind. If you want to give those dues and you don't have the money with you today, but you right now, but you want to give it, speak to Ellie and make arrangements with her. And then keep in mind the fall rally is on the 16th, Saturday, and it's held in Reno. More information will be in the weekly news on that. Also, there's a sign-up sheet in the entryway there on the information board. If you want transportation, be nice to let the ladies in Reno know how many are coming so they can prepare food and materials. We have a shepherd meeting. If you're a shepherd, we have a meeting this Thursday at church at 7 o'clock. Just a reminder of that. Starting Point, our Bible information course that begins next Saturday at 9:30. And if you're interested in this refresher or learning more about our church and even possibly joining our church, this would be an opportunity for you. This will not be the same course materials that were used previously. It's a new course. The corn maze, we've highlighted it in the weekly news. It is scheduled to take place next Saturday on the 2nd. If you were interested in that corn maze, it's teens, but the teens and family, and if you want to be a teen for a night, you're welcome to come. We're going to meet at In-N-Out on the Sunrise and 50 at 5 o'clock. So as Mike said, we're going to get fueled up with In-N-Out, and then we're going to go to the corn maze, Cool Patch, in Dixon. If you have any questions, reach out to Mike Roush. Save the dates. Again, weekly news has some save the dates in it. For example, the cook-off coming up on the 9th. It's coming up quickly. So if you want to try your hand at chef, being a chef for a day at the contest, please see the details there. And then just a longer range, end of October, the Air Reformation Service. We're looking forward to having that back. So 10 congregations involved with that. 4 o'clock is the service start time. We are planning to have a meal. Linda Hatfield is coordinating that meal. If you have any questions, you can talk to her about that. And then weekly news, just the other things that are going on there. One more item for your benefit. Chuck Klinker is here to give us a ministry plan update.
Good morning. I wanted to update us on how we're doing on stewardship and some upcoming projects and challenges. Operating offerings have been okay for this summer, but as usual, kind of close to the edge of what was budgeted. We are thankful for the offerings that we have received, but trust there will be the usual fall increase in offerings so we can stay ahead of expenses. This morning, I want to discuss our Not Without Purpose Phase 2 effort. We are making progress on paying down our mortgage. At the current pace of offerings, the mortgage should be paid down within 8.5 years from now. We continue to build up our tuition assistance fund, the second purpose of Not Without Purpose Phase 2. The third purpose, maintaining and improving our buildings and grounds, needs help, and some things are overdue at this point. You have likely seen the repairs being done to the support structure of the church. That was unanticipated, but obviously very necessary. We also had to move up the date for removal of the redwoods, as they were, as you maybe were aware, breaking up some of the pavement, and as they would continue to grow, they would continue to do more damage. So we had to remove those two. So this fiscal year, those prioritized improvements have totaled about $32,000. Now I want to call your attention to the screens to show some progress in updating our grounds and also some future needs. Okay, there you might recognize that's taken from the entrance off of Kingswood at the landscaping as it used to be. And the next slide shows that landscaping now. And I also believe there's another slide that also shows those improvements. That work was done by several dedicated volunteers over the summer, and you can see the significant improvement there. Next one shows the piece of the steps, area next to the steps going down to the school buildings. Those of you who go down that way will kind of recognize that area. That's the way it used to look. And the next slide shows how it looks now with new plantings that will grow, again, all done by dedicated volunteers. Now, and actually, if you go down by the school campus and you go down and overlook the playground area, you'll see some additional landscaping work that's been done and improved, significant improvements for that area. Next slide shows the condition of the retaining wall at the outside of the playground. That has been slowly leaning over, and that really needs to be fixed. This is our playground for a school. It's where the children play. It's where the parents come and see the condition of the school campus, and very important for the confidence of our school parents and prospective parents. That is something that needs to be done fairly soon. And the next slide, two slides, show condition of paint on the lower buildings there. This is the maintenance building. That needs to be repainted. And also the next slide shows a trim that needs to be replaced on these buildings. These are down at the school area, maintenance that needs to be done. So that is an example of work that needs to be done, that will be done for over the next year. As we mentioned, the wall at the playground and the redoing of the Redwoods area, now that they're removed, will require some additional funds beyond what is currently provided by the Not Without Purpose Phase 2 offerings. Gifts for Not Without Purpose 2 have been coming in at the rate of about $11,000 a month, and these have been accomplishing our basic purposes, but some of these additional expenses will take a little more, and hopefully we need to get to $12,000 a month on an ongoing basis to cover some of these large additional expenses. So if you can help out a little more, that would be very much appreciated. We continue to be thankful for God's continued provision through the congregation's generous support in time, talents, and treasure. And we are confident that He will continue to provide all we need, both in funding and in willing volunteers. Thank you.